Welcome, namaste. Thanks for stopping by. It's Kala here, Viv Williams, yogini, blogger, wellness advocate. And today what I'd like to share with you is a wonderful quick recipe for a smoothie. It's really healthy and really delicious as well. And I, on my blog, like to refer to them as post-yoga smoothies. But of course, they're wonderful at any time, if you run or whatever form of movement you're doing for your body, mind, and spirit. Okay, so what does this smoothie have in it? So a few ingredients are, once again, brand of almond butter. Really, really good. It's a little bit expensive, but the flavor is amazing. I've tried other brands. You could try Trader Joe's. Or get any reasonable brand, but I'm using, once again, the natural almond butter. And then I'm also using, Navitas cacao powder. So that's Navitas Naturals. It comes in a brown bag. It's raw chocolate powder and a really wonderful brand. And you get a lot out of it. It averages around $10 as I record this, but they're saying you get 16 servings. So if you divide that, that's a lot of smoothies, 16 servings. And I actually get more because their serving size is 2.5 tablespoons, and I am only using one. I typically use one, maybe one and a half. So you're going to probably get at least 20 servings out of this, out of the cacao powder by Navitas. And let's see, what else? I also put about a cup of water and then Trader Joe's brand blueberries. They're frozen blueberries. They're called boreal blueberries. I believe they're from Canada. They're in a bag in the frozen section, but any frozen blueberries. And you need one banana, preferably very ripe, and I'll say more about that. One to two dates, and the best are the medjool. I prefer them to the diglet, the medjool. They're really sweet. They're a little bit softer. And let's see. So we've got blueberries. You'll need about a cup of the frozen blueberries, one tablespoon of almond butter, one tablespoon of cacao powder, the one banana, I might have said that, a sprinkling of cinnamon, and a sprinkling, believe it or not, of black pepper. I also put in, for healthy fats, along with the almond butter, is between a quarter and a half of an avocado, of a small avocado. I would say half is good. So that should be all the ingredients. I'm trying to think of it because I'm a very creative cook, and I hope you are too. So you can always experiment. You can always save a smoothie. And so let's get started on how to make. And if I missed any ingredient here, you'll hear me saying what to put together. Also, definitely go over to my blog, Yoga Bliss Dance, and I'll put the direct link to this recipe so you can see it in print, okay? So the first thing, I don't have a fantastic blender. If you have a high-speed blender like Blendtec or Vitamix, and then you already know this is going to take maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds. If you have kind of a regular, I have a Ninja, but it does not blend everything totally smooth, as they claim. It's a good blender, but so for smoothies, what I like to do, knowing that I don't have a great blender, is I soften the dates. So decide how many you're going to do. I put them in a little bit of hot water for a few minutes, about 5 minutes. I let them warm up in the water and let them sit all together about 5 minutes, as I said, should do it. And they should soften, and you have removed the pits from the one or two dates that you're going to use for your smoothie. Then put that water to, and then add enough cold water to make about a cup. You've got your one or two dates in there. You can add your banana, your almond butter, or peanut butter, if that's safe for you. And if you like peanut, you could use that, or any other nut butter. You could also use tahini, which is a sesame butter. And the blueberries, the frozen blueberries. I would blend those ingredients first. Okay, get them going pulse, get them fairly smooth. Then, once they're fairly smooth, add the cacao powder. You could add your spices, your cinnamon, a little bit of black pepper. If you have a little bit of either fresh grated ginger, believe it or not, would be fabulous in there. You could add that and continue to blend. It may take up to a minute or two or more, depending on your blender. So you've really got to see. When I make this, it has a little bit of texture, which I don't mind. And so for me, I love that. And I forgot to mention, optionally, you could add about a tablespoon of ground flax seeds, also for healthy fats and really good fiber. Now, with the flax seeds, what I do, because it's cheapest to buy them as seeds rather than buying the oil, keep them refrigerated or frozen, and I'll take out two or three tablespoons at a time and put them in a coffee grinder, if you happen to have one of those, which is like a tiny little thing just for grinding coffee beans, and it works really well on things that are very hard. So put those seeds in a coffee grinder if you have them and pulse, and it'll powder them, so then they're really good to use for smoothies. And so all of this just blend till smooth. This makes you one really tall smoothie. Add more blueberry if needed. Add banana if you want it a little sweeter. Add another date if you want it sweeter. So it's really up to you to personalize it. And the flavors will vary greatly depending on the nut butter you use. As I said, I used almond, which is really yummy with banana, as would peanut, if that's appropriate for you. And the tahini, if you use tahini butter, you may know it has a very slightly bitter taste, so it's a little bit less apt to be as sweet. So do taste it and adjust it any way that you like. You cannot ruin it, and it's super healthy. And the way I like to think of smoothies, I actually picture what I've put into them on a plate and see, wow, does that seem like a very healthy meal? Very nutrient rich. And then as I'm drinking that it sort of helps me think of, oh, how much nutrition I've gotten out of it. And it's really, really yummy. Oh, you could also add a little bit of vanilla if you have it, vanilla extract, maybe quarter teaspoon, actually less, an eighth of a teaspoon. I didn't add it to mine, and mine was still really delicious. If you also want a little bit more fat, what adds the fat is the nut butter, the avocado, and the flax seeds. So those are ways, if you want to play with the amount of fat in there, you can adjust those ingredients. So I hope you enjoy it, and namaste, stay healthy.